This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Pastors often preach about the woman depicted in Proverbs 31 as Scripture's epitome of what a wife should be. Godly, faithful, diligent, virtuous. She's the entire package. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never heard a sermon on what the husband of that woman must be like. That's a shame, because I could stand to learn a few things from him, and I'll bet you guys could too. Look closely at Proverbs 31. The character and accomplishments of the wife imply many things about the husband standing silently in the background. He must have granted her a great deal of latitude to make important decisions about the home and the family budget. Furthermore, he must have encouraged and respected her, two ingredients crucial to her operation of the thriving business discussed in the proverb. If your wife is to be free to succeed in her multifaceted role, you too must hear, respect, and support her. If you don't, her gifts will be blocked, and she won't be able to answer God's calling as the suitable helper mentioned in Genesis 2:20. Remember, guys, pressing your rights at the expense of God's purposes is always wrong. Your wife's role of helpmate is her way of complementing your weaknesses and ultimately God's way of blessing you. After all, the only things Proverbs 31 does say about the husband is that he's respected at the city gate and that he rises to call his wife blessed.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.